there any other schools that interest you?
I'm a big Ohio State fan. A lot of my family lived in Ohio, so Ohio State and Florida State are the two main schools I mostly like watch college football's on.
Okay.
Ohio State.
So no Terps. No Maryland Terps.
Nah.
Wow. Wow. We are done here. We are done here, guy. We are done here. We are done here. Welcome to another episode of Top Tier Topics. Got a special guest in here today. High schooler, junior linebacker, Jaden Jane for the Springstead Eagles. Man, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Excited to have you on here, man. Finally to talk some ball, man. Just talk some ball, some college ball, some recruiting, some gaming. See if you're an Xbox, if you're a PS5 guy. Like, I'm excited to talk about all this. But we won't get into the nuts and bolts of it already, man. Key season right now for you. You're a junior right now, man. It's by the time of this year, man, where everything counts, man. And this is one of the times when the season's right here when you're a junior, man, when it's like you're trying to make that impression on college coaches, man, and get those offers rolling in. So, man, week one, we're going to kick it off, man. Week one was a tough one for you guys, man. You lost, man, to, well, how you say that? Egala?
Ugala.
Yeah, Ugala, man. You took a loss in them, man, 6-14, man. But you had a big game that day, man. You had 14 tackles, man. You're the player of the game. Talk about that game a little bit for me, man. Tell me how that game went down to you.
Our team knew that was going to be a tough opponent. We knew that they were coming in there with a couple of D1 guys, one of the, like, number fourth ranked D linemen in the country. You know, a couple, one kid had Florida State, Miami, you know, a lot of kids had D1 offers. So we knew they were coming into offense was ready, defense ready. The whole team was ready. Coaching staff knew. They told us, hey, you come out here with hats on fire, y'all got it. So defense, we knew what we were expecting. So we came out there, you know, going crazy pregame. You know, had mistakes on both sides of the ball. So we kind of beat ourselves up. So we came in the second half and we just couldn't really execute what the coaches had planned for us. And it was just hard loss on the whole team. But it was a wake-up call to our next opponents.
Definitely, man. It was only week one, man. It was one of those times where all y'all was trying to fill ourselves out, man. It's week one, early in the season. Everyone is out there running around with their heads on fire, like you say, man. Everybody's excited to be out there. And it's a lot of mistakes been happening, man. A lot of people in the wrong places, man. People still trying to gel with the offense. Defense still trying to gel together. But it was a tight game. It wasn't like it was a blowout. It wasn't one big lopsided game. It was just uncaustly errors there, one mistake there. And, you know what I mean? Football is a game of inches. So, you know what I mean? But y'all came back week two and bounced back, man. Y'all was able to come back and crush Citrus, man. 49-12. Man, I know that had to be a good feeling, man, to be able to do that, man.
Yeah, it was a great atmosphere. The student section was going crazy. The fans loved it. You know, the players were excited just to have a win on our belt and just bounce back from that another week and ready to go to the East Coast. You know, we actually had two games that we played Monday and then Friday. So we knew the next day that forgot about Citrus right away and came right on H Coast Shark Week. So when we knew an H Coast.
Definitely. And, yeah. And you know, that week right there was a kind of a weird week. That was during the hurricane time. Am I mistaken?
Yeah, the hurricane came around. That's when we had like no practices, nothing.
So how was that, man, dealing with the hurricane and no practices and having to still have to stay jailed in, man, after you taking a tough loss week one? How could I put this? It was like a bad timing for that to happen for you guys to lose a big game week one and then a hurricane comes and y'all can't practice. Like, how was that for you guys?
A lot of Zoom meetings with the coaches and players, talk about our film, mostly just film Zoom calls and what we can, our mistakes to be better on from last week's first week against Uigali, what we can do better. So a lot of film review, most part.
Definitely. Like, what keeps you so locked in, man, to film, man? I mean, when you talked to yesterday, you was like, man, I got a film session tonight. What makes you watch so much film?
I just heard that's what the greats do. That's what they, you know, when you walk into the game and you know what you're expecting to come at you, you're feeling more confident. When you know what the plays are on the formations, it helps you to guide yourselves in a different play. So it really helps me focus on what I need to focus on, not through the running back, but through the guards most of the time. So the guards are taking me to the ball. And it's going to take me to that running back.
100%. And definitely, man, you're a physical backer, man. I was only able to watch you one game in person, man. You're a physical backer, man. From everything you do, man, from coming, you can just tell you're a guy that's locked in and dialed in. So how do you prepare, man? What do you listen to before the game? What gets you hyped up?
A lot of, like, Kodak Black, you know, so. little tight. So
okay.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That's dope, man. That's dope. Because obviously you had to be hyped that game, man. Because week three, he comes back out, man. Yeah. Y'all had a big win on the road at Nature Coast, man. I mean, it was a stellar crowd out there, man. It was people going crazy. I mean, they had a big Navy commit, man. And Cromer was a big body. And it was a good matchup, man. It was definitely you and him was definitely my spotlight that day as I was watching the game go and progress because I knew he was a big bat. I was able to see Cromer a couple times this year. And I was like, man, he going to be a tough defender for a lot of guys this year. And I knew when I watched your film, I was like, ooh, he gives me like, he just jumps off the screen, man. He puts his head in tight spaces, man. He try to make those plays that guys don't want to make. Now, man, the ones that hurt a little bit, the ones you're going to feel the next morning. And dealing with Cromer, that's the type of guy you're going to feel the next morning. So coming to that game, man, y'all won 21-14. That was a back-and-forth game right there, man, the first half, man. Like, you talk about the first half and how y'all was trying to get going as a team.
We knew what we were expecting like we always do. So, you know, everyone was hyped, you know, it's a rivalry game, the student section, a lot of trash talking going on the social medias, you know, a lot. So we're coming to this game like, yeah, we're ready. You know, pregame, everyone's hyped. Everyone, coach is hyped. Fans are hyped. We're players are hyped. Everyone's hyped. So we're going to the locker room. Everyone's heads down, locked in. And then we're ready. We're ready to just play at this point. So,
yeah,
everyone was just ready to play.
For sure, because, man, yeah, I mean, y'all definitely was a team, then. Y'all was fully disciplined, man. Y'all came out there, and y'all played tough, man. I mean, the first drive was a tough one for you guys, as Cromer and those guys from Nature Coast, man, they literally just – hold on, I'll say Cromer. My bad. But Nature Coast, man, those guys just ran the ball every single play, over and over the whole way down there. I was just like, wow, this is unbelievable. And y'all seem to have no answer. What was y'all, how did y'all seem to get around that issue right there?
We knew that formation is a tough formation and a lot of teams have stopped. So we knew that they were going to run that regular offense as much with Jackson Hole, yeah, quarterback. We knew they were probably going to put Cromer in the backfield. So most of the time, our D-line were getting pushed back a lot, so we would make them submarine. So they would mostly just submarine the whole game, trying to make a big congestion in the pile, which that worked most of the game. They figured out another way to get over that. But then around the second half, we picked it up. Our defense stepped up big and gave a chance our offense to score.
Definitely. I was going to say, man, the second time around, which is the second half, y'all was a total different team. I mean, number four was literally all lights out. He was all over the place, man. His vision, everything he did was seem like he made the defense struggle to get him down the ground. He was so strong, powerful. He ran with a low center of gravity. Like, he was just always at the right spot, making the right cut to lead up some big scores, you know what I mean, towards the end of the game. And he put it away for you guys. And, of course, it was a team effort amongst all you guys from defense to offense. Y'all all fed off each other. And that's what it needs to, especially going all the way down to November to try to play for some playoff ball, man. You're going to need a lot of camaraderie and a lot of guys picking each other up from special teams, from defense to offense, all three phases. And I think that y'all executed on all three phases of that game. And so, I mean, definitely going into a hostile environment like that, man. Nature Coast, it was a good environment out there. You guys stay composed. How do you stay composed in an environment like that, man, when you know it's a lot at stake, man? When y'all took a loss this year, you don't want to get that feeling again. How do y'all stay composed when adverse moments like that?
For me, I'm just so locked in on the game. I'm trying to get everyone right. You know, there's a lot of trash talking. So I know for me, it's just trying to get my team to stay together, not focus on the talking. Because once the talking gets on, the flags go around, and that's when we start to fall.
Definitely.
Most of me, keep our team together and focus on what we're trying to do. So we can come out the win, have a great night, go out to eat, the boys. So
for sure,
trying to keep our team in the lane of just trying to win.
For sure, definitely. So I would consider you a leader on the team, man. How do you keep guys riled up, man? Not riled up to the point they going overboard to create flags, but how do you keep guys locked in, man, as a leader of this team? And you're only a junior; you still have time to grow. But how do you keep guys locked in this team? Because I look at you as a leader of that defense.
I would say I'm more of a action leader, more of like a make a hit. Everyone that sees that is more hyped, get everyone hyped. Everyone's like, okay, he did it. I want to do it now. So
yeah.
I see more so than that. I can be a vocal leader at some points, but so I'll say more of a action kind of guy. Make a hit, make a play.
For sure. So when I look at your game, man, I look at your game as a guy like Manti Te'o. And reason why I say that, man, you give me very much Manti Te'o vibes of South Bend, man. a great hook dropper, man. A guy that has great eyes, guys that know how to read the run, to pass, everything, man. He's like always in the right position, man, to make a great play. And I watched the film, man. I seen a couple plays when you dropped into coverage, man. Right, maybe 3 or 4 yards deep, man, ain't too far, but you was always in the right spot reading the quarterback eyes to get one big interception this year for you. And there's probably many more to come, but you got one so far, and it's like you read his eyes all the way through. How do you study that, and how do you prepare for that? I know you watch film, but how do you develop those type of traits, man, early on, like this is a junior?
I mean, when I watched film against Citrus, when I got the interception, I knew I'd seen a lot of film. He'd like to run into the, like, he'd like to run, roll out right and throw it backside to his best receiver. So I knew one play that was going to come along the road. So I knew he was going to throw one of those in the game. And at that point, I was just in the right spot to get it.
And you did just that, man. I'm telling you, like, you took one step forward and you dropped literally 3 or 4 steps back and the ball hit you right in the face. I was like, wow, he was right there, man. And then you try to put on your receiver skills then and try to take it, do a little cuts and stuff like that. But I was like, man, this guy's an athlete. But who do you see yourself as, a current player or could be a past player? Who do you think your game is modeled by?
I watch a lot of Reuben Foster highlights, Devin Lloyd. Right now is Harold Perkins. I watch a lot of him, just the way he spies his quarterback and how physical he is on the field at LSU.
And you say Reuben Foster. That's one of my close friends right there, Reuben Foster. He was on my podcast as well. Reuben, why you like Reuben?
Just how he attacked the football, lays the wood on people. And that's just really inspirational. You know? Like when people see that, it's like, oh, I don't want to get hit by him. When you see that in a film, you're like, dang. That's what makes everyone say, ooh, like, you know, it's like, okay. That's just the tone setter, you know?
Okay. One of these games this year, man, I'm going to get Ruben. I'm going to get you to meet Ruben. That's my treat to you. I'm going to get you to meet Ruben, man. I'm going to get Ruben on a phone call. We all going to hop on a phone call, let him give you some words, man, and get you hyped up before one of these games, man. And definitely, man, Ruben's a good dude, man. He's a guy that's... He's done on a high level, man. He's been a Buckus Award at Alabama, man. I met Ruben for the first time in the Under Armour All-American game in high school. Man, Ruben squared off together and in practice, man. He hit me so hard one time. I almost told him never speak to me again. That's how bad it was. Like, that's when my head was hurting. And I'm at left guard. I come up and I think, I don't know who was our running back. It was like Rudy Ford or some running back guy back in the day. And Ruben was that middle linebacker, man, wearing number 10. And he thumped me, man. I'm talking about he gave me a thump, man. And I was like, oh, man. Like, relax, bro. We just in practice, bro. Relax. But Ruben's a definitely physical guy, man. I can see that in your game as well, too, especially when you're playing inside that box like that. But definitely, man. Yes, but guess what? It's week 4 now, man. We up to a big game, man. Y'all on the road again to Sun Lake, man, at 7:30 tomorrow night. Man, this is a big game. You know why? Because the next one. What's your mindset and your approach to this game?
My mindset and approach to this game for my team and me is just, it's money week, you know, it's district game. We have our district very important to make it to playoffs. So we're coming in this game trying to demolish, not let a lot of points allowed and put as many points as we can on the board just so we come to district. A great, great way to come to district and set a tone, because last year we came in the district, we were great, you know, but we didn't leave it how we wanted to, you know, we had a tough loss to Mitchell last year. I know y'all will be at that game. The GCSN one. So, but that kind of hurt us because there was like a 3-way tie and we didn't play like the best teams we could have played in the state. That's why Uigale is they help our RPI a lot. You know, would have helped us even more. But sound like we need to come there and set the tone. You know, they'll probably have a great student section, great fans. They have a great coaching staff. I know they have a new coaching staff, so they'll probably have new fans. New everything, because they probably changed their whole organization. So I know that they have a great athlete. So we're just coming here with their heads down, like always, humble and ready to come out there and show what we have.
For sure. What is your prediction, man, of your stat line to this week's, man, this week's game, man? What's your prediction?
Man. I'll say about 12 to 14 tackles.
That's looking like player of the game type of vibes again. That's looking like player of the game vibes again. I love it.
Maybe force fumble.
Okay. Force fumble in the backfield, or I don't know, a guy runs up the field, get 10 yards, you come punch it out the last second. I mean, where you getting that fumble at? TFL. Ooh, that's nasty right there, man. That's nasty. Man, I wish I was actually covering that game, man. I'm actually not covering that game, man. I'm actually covering Lando Lakes and Zephyr Hills tomorrow night, man. So I actually won't be at that game, man. But My guy Isaiah will be there taking pictures of you, man. So my guy, me and my guy Isaiah, we've been in contact lately. So definitely, man, he'll be there, man. He'll definitely let me know what's going on there. So next is college football. We all dream to be playing college ball, man. I know you do. Man, what's your favorite college team?
My favorite team.
You say Auburn State. Auburn?
Florida State.
Oh, man, FSU. Let's go. Let's go. Have you visited FSU yet?
I have. I had one visit there. One visit.
What do you think of the visit went down there, man? What do you think of the campus, the atmosphere, and then Florida State and Tallahassee?
It's a great place. The school, the environment, the coaching staff, the weight room. I love the weight room. So when I seen the weight room, I was like, geez, I'll be in here every day. The whole school, just everything. I just love the environment there. How much of a brotherhood football team is. They always got each other's backs, and what they're playing right now is great. The recruitment has been going up there very high, so they're making something big at Florida State.
For sure. If you was to go to Florida State, man, how do you feel your impact could be there, man? How much impact you think you can play if you was a freshman coming to Florida State your senior year? After your senior year is over, man, you think you'll be a guy that going to come and play as a freshman, a guy that might redshirt? What do you see yourself as at Florida State right now?
I think personally I'd probably redshirt, take a chance on the older guys, mm-hmm. teach me, and mm-hmm. let my play behind, and maybe my sophomore year come out there and just try to ball and prove a point and
for sure.
Try to make it on the starting.
Have you done any school camps at Florida State?
I haven't.
Okay. Is that something in your bucket list or plan for this summer coming up to leading to your senior year when the season's over to do a school camp at Florida State?
Most likely, yeah. I want to do that for multiple schools. I want to go to multiple camps, multiple and showcases to. So, yeah, this summer is probably going to be a big summer for me.
Definitely, it's got to be.
Especially for my junior.
It's got to be, man. This is a crazy summer because it's leading to your senior year, and this is almost like it's coming to that point, man, where a lot of decisions will be made, especially for this season, leading to your senior season. But definitely, man, so Florida State, man, is there any other schools that interest you?
I'm a big Ohio State fan. A lot of my family lived in Ohio, so. Ohio State and Florida State are the two main schools I mostly like watch the college balls on.
Okay.
Ohio State.
So no Terps. No Maryland Terps.
Nah.
Wow. Wow. We are done here. We are done here, guy. We are done here. We are done here. No Maryland Terps, man. We're putting our first round this every year. Wow. That is different. Just stay tuned. This Friday night. Oh, you'll be playing. But this Friday night when the game is over, check me out and I'll see our new unis. Going against Virginia Friday night on a high school night. But, yeah. Man, so what you think, man, over this past week of sports, man, you've seen a lot of sports, man. I know you're pretty sure you've seen, like, I heard about the Alabama-Texas upset. What you think about the new Alabama team?
It was crazy. I think everyone thinks Alabama's kind of falling apart right now, but, you know, Coach Saban's always got something that he's coming with. So, never count Alabama out. So, you know, it's only one loss. I don't think they're going to let it define them, but and Texas is...
That was my next question. Do you think the Alabama era of Nick Saban having a powerhouse is over?
I think it might be coming to that point. Georgia. I think it's Georgia's turn.
I agree, man. I think at some point, I think guys have caught on to Alabama's recipe now, and they figured it out, man. And they're using it and implementing it to their game and starting to counter that and beat Alabama with it. And I think it was just crazy. Texas just had Alabama's number that day, man. It was a good game, man. It wasn't a bad game for Alabama. It was just a better day for Texas. And being that was Alabama, it makes it look worse because Alabama used to beating everybody. But everyone has their day. But do I think their season's over? Not quite yet. Cause I think they're still going to have a lot of more teams ahead of them that they are going to blow out. But the next one is we roll on to a team that's going back-to-back just like y'all did. Colorado is hot. Prime time. Coach Prime. What do you think about Coach Prime?
I was actually just watching something right before I got on this podcast of the Colorado State. I think their head coach talking about how you shouldn't wear a hat and sunglasses, and now Coach Prime and his team are taking it personal, and everyone's like, oh, they messed up. So I think Colorado's on the come up, too. They haven't really They're on the way to prove something. I think they're like what Deion always said, be coming. I think they're actually coming. You know,
are they coming?
They did the TCU.
Are they coming or are they here? I think they're here. That's what he say. We ain't coming. We here. I think they actually here.
They're there, and I think they play Oregon soon, I believe. Yes.
But right. My only rebuttal to that one is, I think they're still coming. I don't really think they're here yet. Yeah. 2 wins is too early to tell for Deion that he's here yet, that he solidified his side and I would say Power 5 football because they're coming from HBCU. It's a different conference. Yes, he has 2 big wins from the defending champs, defending runner-ups and TCU, and also playing against who they had last week? Who they just beat last week?
Nebraska.
And I mean, that was a bad one. I mean, they actually put the whooping on them guys, man. And I was shocked, man, because we used to play Nebraska all the time every year and Maryland, the Big Ten. I was just like, wow, we struggle with Nebraska every year. Wisconsin was hard to beat. Ohio State was hard to beat. Michigan was hard to beat. Michigan State. I mean, we go on. But for those guys to be a first-year time around together to go out there and go beat Nebraska, it was shocking to me. Not alone, they just beat TCU, the runner-ups of the championship. So, I mean, are they there yet? I don't think they're there, but they are definitely coming at a fast rate right now. Would you like to play for Deion?
Yeah, I would love to play for Deion. The way he runs his program is just amazing, and how everyone there is like, when something is personal to the coach, everyone's like, oh, it's personal for me too. Like, that's my coach. Like, it's just a brotherhood, but makes a point. You know, when you're playing for each other, that's how great teams win. That's what makes you win the game. So when you're playing for yourself, I mean, there's nothing you lose. When you're playing for yourself, I mean, nothing to lose.
And that's what I see in your game, man. It looked like you play out there every day when you go out there for spring. But for Springstead, man, it looks like you always playing for your brother next to you, man. You just lay it on the line, man. I think that's a great trait to have, especially when you're the mic backer, man. Everything runs through you and everything. So, man, I think Ruben Foss, all those guys you name are great leaders, man. Those guys were all guys that were stumpers, guys that were smart, and guys that love ball, man, and love playing for their brother. And I think that's huge, man. And I hope you do get a Florida State offer, man. And I hope you do. You have any offers currently right now?
I don't, not any.
Any interest from any teams yet?
I have a couple, like, NAIAs, but that's pretty much it.
Okay. Hey, season's still early. He's still making big plays out there. Uh-huh. There's more to come. Man, but we're going to get to something outside of ball here now. We're going to get to gaming. Are you a gamer?
A little bit. On that Saturday when you got really much to do, then college football really came around. You had the time with Dave, play a little bit of video games, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. What system do you have? Are you a PlayStation, PC, or Xbox guy?
I'm a PlayStation type of guy.
Whoa, red flags. Get out of here, guy. Get out of here, guy.
What's wrong with
you? Don't like Maryland. He doesn't play on Xbox. It's no similarities here, dude. Like, what is going on here? I'm just messing with you, man. So, a good thing about it, well, I can use some slack now because everything has now became crossplay from Call of Duty and Call of Duty, 2K now, all that. Call of Duty, all those things. Madden, everything is now crossplay. So, I can give you some slack because we all can play with each other and play against each other. And I just finished playing some Mad Part. Do you play 2K?
I don't. I play a little bit of Madden and Rainbow Six Siege and Call of Duty here and there.
Okay. You say you play Madden. What team you run with on Madden?
Yeah. Usually the Bucks. You know, that's my favorite NFL team, wow. The Bucks.
Wow. I just put a reel out about Baker Mayfield. Is Baker Mayfield back?
I want to say he is, but I want to see, like, him go against, like, I think he's back. I think he's there. He's, like.
I think he's trending on the right path right now to be back to the Baker Mayfield back from Oklahoma days. And I was just speaking about that previously on some of my reels on Instagram about him having that swagger, man, that I do not care swagger. Like, whoever's in front of me, F you. You know what I mean? And I think that's dope, man. I think that as a quarterback, you need that swagger. But to the point, it's not too much cockiness. To the point, it becomes a distraction. And I think that's exactly what he's at. He's right at that borderline where it's not a distraction, but it's that cockiness that brings everybody along. Like, ooh, we want to play for our QB. But, man, what do you think about that Jets game? Monday night, Jets. A-Rod out in 3 plays.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wow. You know, I felt, to be honest, what I was thinking right then and there, I felt bad for whoever I had him on fantasy. I was like, shoot. Whoever had him on fantasy, I know they're mad right now, but
Everyone that
you
did,
know, it
everyone that
is.
was betting, all those guys, tickets are done.
And I know that. But it was an up, I mean, it was an upset, but you know, Zach Wilson came up there and
For
got
sure.
the job done.
If you playing for the Jets right now, are you confident Zach Wilson could take you where Aaron Rodgers could take you at?
I think he had the perfect amount of time behind Aaron Rodgers to take us where we needed to go.
I think so too. I think that he should have a little more confidence being behind a Hall of Famer like that. That it's okay, man. You had a whole camp to learn from me. Now you have a whole season to play. Let's do it. Right now, what do you think of that ending of that game between the Bills and Jets? That game, that ending was crazy.
It was crazy. I know. I seen him catch that punt, and I was like, I seen the block, I seen the wall, and I was like, oh, there it is. In the end right there. I seen that wall.
I mean, it was one thing that stuck out to me. The Bills punter, he should be fired. Dude, what
Yeah,
was
he
he
should.
doing? Like, why was he sitting there throwing his body out of the way to throw a block? Let me just try to push him out of bounds. Like, how are you pushing someone out of bounds when you're throwing yourself out of bounds? Like, it was just an awkward thing, and I was just like, he needs to be out of here, man. Like, his job needs to be terminated right now because he lost in that game by punting that ball that way and then at least clip him up. This dude threw himself out of the play. We got to show that video in here, man. We got to
Yeah.
show that video. That
Completely.
was crazy, man. But, man, I ain't going to take up too much of your time, man. Jaden, man, it's been fun, man. It's been an honor to have you on here, man. Hopefully, get more of your teammates on, man. I know Trenton has hit me up on Twitter, man, and on the socials, man. I think I might get him next as well, besides. But, man, it was an honor to have you on, man. It was a pleasure. It was fun, man. Hopefully, we can get some gaming in together, man.
Thank you for having me on here. It was very
For sure,
appreciate
man.
it.
Good luck tomorrow night on the road against Sun Lake, man. Go bring in all those tacos, that TFL. Can't wait to hear about it. Can't wait to see that DM of that video of you getting that TFL, that forced fumble. I'm super excited to see the rest of your season unfold, brother, man. I appreciate you, man. Stay healthy. Man, let's do it, man. Root for Springstead, baby. Let's go. But thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Top Tier Topics, man. I want to say thank y'all to Jade and James, man, for showing up, man, to rap with me about some ball gaming, his career so far, where he see himself in the future, all that. But make sure y'all, man, continue to, man, go follow my man on the Twitter, Instagram. Jade, let him know your socials, man, where they can find you at.
My Instagram, all my socials are Jaden James, JADON with two N's and JIMES. So you all can find me.
Yep, you heard it from him first, man. Appreciate you, Top Tier Topics. I'm D. Gray. I'm out. Peace.